Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
In areas where we've gotten rain, we'll be able to bust drought conditions pretty significantly. But in areas that have not received rain at this point, it's getting worse and worse as far as drought conditions go. So says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. And for those areas that have been dry over the winter and remain dry right now and are in extreme drought or worse as we go into the springtime season, that's a big concern for ranches in those areas where we could be facing a springtime drought. Here at the time of the year that we are normally starting to grow a lot of our forage resources for the year.
I think an early onset drought is a particularly big challenge for producers. We certainly experienced that in 2011 in the Southern Plains when we had a similar situation. There's a couple reasons for that. One is just the timing of that. Obviously, you come out of winter, you've drawn down your forage supplies usually to very low levels, and if you don't get that early spring growth, you go very quickly into a very severe management situation. And so, if you don't get any growth at all, then it makes the whole year loom large right away. The other challenge is that a lot of these spring calving cow herds, you've got baby calves on the ground, you've got the cows in their highest nutritional requirements of the year at a time when you're trying to, you know, skimp and stretch limited feed supplies. And if you're not careful, that can be a very costly kind of impact, one that may actually delay some of those costs into subsequent reproductive performance in the herd. And so it's just a really tricky time when you have to deal with a drought in the first half of the year as opposed to maybe a more typical situation later in the year.
Well, certainly, Daryl, too early to tell, but this lends itself to the potential of having to do some downsizing of these mama cow herds if things do not improve fairly quickly and we lose a lot of our ability to produce forage here for much of 2018.
It certainly is. Again, given the timing of the year, take those spring calving herds again. Right now, they really don't have any cull animals around. There's no obvious place to cut without really cutting significantly into the most productive parts of the herd. You know, if you can hang on until those calves get a little bit older, you're probably your first best bet for those spring calving herds will be looking at early weaning. Get those calves out of there and reduce the cow's nutritional requirements. Then it may be more feasible to kind of limp them along and get by. Hopefully, of course, things change and improve at some point. But again, you just don't have a lot of flexibility this time of the year. It makes it a real challenge.
Daryl, obviously a lot of unknowns, but it really does boil down to getting some rain sooner rather than later in some of these areas that are so critically dry.
That's right, and we have plenty of time actually because of the nature of these regions. Their warm season forages, they don't really, we've got another month before they're really going to start trying to grow really aggressively. If we get rain in that time period, then we can forget about all of this pretty quickly. But if we don't get it, again, we've got to have made some preparations for this, and we could see some herd liquidation happen relatively quickly if these conditions continue this severe, and certainly if they spread anymore. One thing that is a bit of a positive relative to, say, 2 or 3 weeks ago when we had much wider spread drought conditions farther east is that there's a much smaller percentage of the total herds that stands to be impacted. Mm-hmm. These western areas have low stocking rates, and lower, and so we wouldn't see as many total numbers of animals impacted, and that reduces the chances that we see as significant of general market impacts if we get into a situation where we're liquidating a lot of these animals.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 19th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 17th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 100 home-raised registered Angus bulls from fall 26 to spring 2017 bulls, selling with the genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. Also selling 40 select grass-ready registered Angus females. The sale books mailed on request. Also go online to pollardfarms.com or msauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.